Vice President Humphrey, the man Agnew will be succeeding. Vice President Humphrey, the man Agnew will be succeeding in that office, also plans a Virgin Islands vacation. He'll fly down today, and no doubt he'll be considering his future as he takes it easy under the Caribbean sun. There have been reports Humphrey is considering running for governor of Minnesota or a Senate seat from his home state. For a look at how Humphrey spent his day yesterday, here's David Dick.
To our Waverly friends and neighbors, we thank you for your friendship, confidence, and support, Muriel and Hubert. The Humphreys sent these flowers, mums and red roses, here to Fransky's Waverly Cash store so everybody would know about their gratitude. When Vice President Humphrey needs a morale boost, he comes back to Waverly, a dear hearts and gentle people kind of place about 40 miles west of Minneapolis. Before he returned to Washington on his way to the Virgin Islands, the Vice President drove from his home on nearby Lake Waverly into town, personally to thank old friends for their help. The Vice President used the telephone at Henry and Catherine Fransky's Waverly Cash store.
Well, you sure did a job for me, and I want to, will you thank Al? I missed him, and I want you to give him my, you bet. And to your family, too. Bye now. We'll be back for Thanksgiving. Yep, and then we'll see you then. Bye. Bye.
Well, I moved pretty fast, didn't I?
Father Wallace Hermes, who's building a new church, came running over. The Vice President promised to help with Father Hermes' project.
I came running down so fast.
Well, everything. Now, you can let Heine sit in my church pew once in a while.
No, that stays hooked up until you come.
All right, I'll be there. Sunday, I'm back.
We're going to restructure all the pews around that as part of the plan, too. Make that stand out. That stay, nobody sits there. Not even you, Heine.
I thought I had sat there Sunday.
No, sir, not even you.
I'll bring you out of one of those vice presidential seals. I'd love
to put it on there.
Yes, sir.
Love to have it.
I bet you.
The vice president went next door to thank and say goodbye to Homer Dredge at his pharmacy.
Thanks. Grapers, how close can you get?
I know, but it takes one of those new razor blades to cut it any finer than that.
And the vice president went over to say hello to Mr. and Mrs. Joe Herta at their hardware store.
Yeah, I know.
Nice. 2 days after his defeat, Hubert Horatio Humphrey was doing his thing, meeting people. The familiar glisten was in his eyes, and the big smile was on his face. The picture of a man who has known defeat before, and who, like Richard Nixon, picked himself up and went looking for new political challenges. When the vice president arrived in Washington early this morning, members of the cabinet and their wives were waiting at the airport. Attorney General Ramsey Clark, Secretary of State Dean Rusk, Secretary of Labor Willard Wirtz, Secretary of the Treasury Henry Fowler, and Postmaster General Marvin Watson. It brought tears to the eyes of the vice president. It was a surprise welcome back to the Humphreys' other home, the home of erratic politics and changing government. As he walked away, Vice President Humphrey was as cheerful as he was when he conceded defeat. He told the cabinet members, "Go on home and get some sleep. I want you back on the job in the morning." David Dick, CBS News, Washington.